Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Brick and Barrel fans, listen up. Didn't get your Bitter Chief cans last time? Well, you're in luck. They're releasing another run of Bitter Chief on Thursday, May 24th. This is a limited release. $10.99 for a six-pack, a limit of one case per customer. The tap room opens at 4 p.m. Bragging Rights, a home brewing competition put on by Platform Beer Company and Heinen's, is underway. Mark Bona of Cleveland.com reports that brewers are asked to make their best summer beer with no style restrictions. The winner will have 900 gallons of their tasty beverage brewed commercially and distributed via Heinen's in August. The deadline to enter is June 23rd. There is no entry fee. For more details, check out Cleveland.com. Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News is reporting that Tiffin, Ohio's first brewery, the Laird Arcade Brewery, opened to the public this past week. The brewery will initially be open starting at 4 p.m. Wednesday through Friday and noon on Saturdays. If you're in the area, stop by for a pint. For more information, visit facebook.com/TheLairdArcadeBrewery. Wednesday, May 23rd is Jackie O's Choma Lungma Day. Jackie Ostrich, mother of founder Art Ostrich, was diagnosed with terminal stage 4 cancer. Art's brother Brian, an avid mountain climber, aspired to climb Mount Everest, also known as Choma Lungma, in her honor. Brian summited Mount Everest on May 23, 2007. Celebrate the 11th anniversary of this epic summit by showcasing Choma Lungma Honey Nut Brown Ale plus a variant conditioned on vanilla beans, cacao nibs, and toasted coconut called Chalmon Joy. Jackie O's Brewpub and Taproom will be donated 50% of Choma Lungma and Chalmon Joy pint sales to Longevity Foundation, a lung cancer research organization. For a list of participating venues, visit Jackie O's Facebook page at facebook.com/Jackie O's Brewery. Monday, May 28th, Noble Beast Brewing Company will celebrate their one-year anniversary from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. They will be releasing four barrel-aged beers. They include Widowmaker Trappel Aged in Wine Barrel, Tequila Barrel-Aged Say When Peppercorn Saison, Cognac Barrel-Aged Murder Ballads Baltic Porter, Bourbon Barrel-Aged Kilbane's Nitro Stout, and a cask condition pin of Murder Ballads. Check out a list of food that will be served at Noble Beast Facebook page at facebook.com/Noble Beast Brewing Co. Rick Armin over at Ohio.com is reporting that Birdfish Brewing Company in the city of Columbiana, Ohio, will begin bi-weekly releases of 16-ounce cans, starting with their Too Hip to Sip New England IPA and Dude White Russian Stout. Read the full story over at Ohio.com. Rick also has the scoop on Urban Artifacts expansion. He reports that Ohio's first sour-only craft brewery is adding two 120-barrel fermenters, doubling their capacity, which will allow them to expand their distribution footprint. For the full story, head over to Ohio.com. Brian Maines at WCPO.com is reporting that Three Points Urban Brewery in Cincinnati is scheduled to have their grand opening on June 1st. Three Points will be using a 13-barrel brewing system featuring 9 beers on draft and enough space in its tap room to accommodate about 185 people. For the full story, visit WCPO.com. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Catawba Island Brewing Company's Hot Blonde Mango Habanero Blonde Ale at thetaproomexclusive.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. And follow me on Instagram at thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarbaugh telling you to please drink responsibly.